Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anyway, let's welcome in our guest. See, I was going to ask you the question, and then I was going to ask Corey, too, because I know he's a Renaissance man. He just doesn't follow baseball. And so I was going to ask you, Corey, first of all, welcome this morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. I'm glad to know that Sam is a tech wizard.
Well, you know, listen, if there's a gremlin somewhere, it always seems to unfairly attack Mr. Crenshaw's system, but we will persevere here. One of the things we've been doing throughout the morning is asking Sam these little facts about the British Open, which is going on presently. And so I was about to ask him this question. There's been one player and one player only who has won this tournament in three different decades, only one person. And again, I'm not asking you some obscure name. Hey, there he is. Atta boy. Yeah, I got him. All right. If you had to guess, Corey, are you a golf fan? You like any parts of golf?
Not particularly, but I'm versed.
Okay, I'll tell you what, then. Let's move on to baseball. I'll ask Sam this question later on. What did you think of the All-Star game?
Overall. The jerseys just made it hard for me to get into it. I just thought they were such a hard, bad left turn that it kind of made it, it killed a lot of the vibe for me. But, I mean, there were some cool moments. I thought Ozzie Albies was fantastic when he was mic'd up. Mm-hmm. I thought Liam Hendricks was fantastic when he was mic'd up, even though he didn't act like he didn't know he was mic'd up. You know, I thought Vlad Guerrero was, that homer was, you know, it was epic. It had its moments, but the jersey thing to me was just hard to get over because to me, kind of the coolness of the All-Star game is the game happens and you see all these guys in their different uniforms mingling with each other. And it's just this cool oddity of baseball. We didn't get that because Nike wanted to make some money.
It's true. It's happened. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline with Corey McCartney this morning. You know, Corey, and Greg and I talked about that. It's the thing that separates the baseball All-Star game from other All-Star games. And maybe they're trying to be more like the NBA, you know, or the NFL, where you have that one jersey that everybody wears and whatnot. I just think the baseball All-Star game should stick with the uniforms. To me, it's just a better look. And, you know, that's just me. But – you know, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to do what the NBA does on Christmas Day, put some jerseys yep. out there and hope people will go online and buy them.
Oh, without question. And look, I'm sure people will. I'm sure someone enjoyed them much more than I did. But we always got them before during the Home Run Derby and all that stuff. They would wear them, just didn't wear them during the game. I guess they don't. I just don't understand why the game now has to be part of that.
Well, they're reaching out to every softball league in the country, Corey. That's what's going on. Because that's what they look like every softball, you know. And I'll tell you what they did do to your point about wearing the different their home uniforms. Okay, they did do that, and they all had number 44 stitched on them. So for that, I mean, it was either the Home Run Derby or something like that. But you saw him on the field for that or as a pregame something. That was kind of cool. But let's get away. I just want to get your thoughts on the All-Star game. Again, Corey McCartney joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and I talked about this at the beginning of the show. The Braves made a statement by going out and doing what they did and getting the acquisitions that they did. They're solidifying the catcher position. I think Jock Peterson, to me, he's not one of those names that jumps out at you, but I've been following this dude's career, and he's that stone in your shoe that seems to show up. I remember him doing it with the Dodgers, doing it with the Cubs in big games. When you need that just little nub of a hit to driving that runner on second base. He's the guy who always seems, in my mind, to come up and provide that. And timely hitting is something that has hurt the Braves in years past in the playoffs. And if he can bring that, I'm cool with that across the board.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I was a guy, I was really high on Jock Peterson before, you know, this season, someone maybe they even should have looked at bringing in. I think he would have made sense for this team, you know, regardless. And I think one of the things with Jock was, you know, for the longest time, you look at what he did against lefties, right? He was a career, in his career, he had hit 64%, 64 weighted run created plus against lefties, so 36% below league average. He was 125, so 25% above league average against righties. This year, he's dead center in the middle against both because he was playing in those shifts and those platoons in L.A. forever. And now he's getting consistent playing time, and you're seeing what this guy can do. And you got another option year on him, a mutual option of $10 million next year. So this doesn't have to be a rental. I mean, this could be somebody who could be a part of this team next year and provide that left-handed power.
Corey, thoughts about the fact that, you know, the guys go out last night, they also get a catcher. What do you feel like that does? We're waiting for Travis d'Arnaud to come back. We had a veteran. And we kind of saw in the last 2 years what having a veteran backstop could do with Tyler Flowers. I think he made a big difference with those young pitchers. You feel like that's kind of what we're looking for here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you go out and get a guy in Stephen Vogt who, you know, isn't the player that he once was, and he'll, you know, replace Jonathan Lucroy. I mean, it's funny, this is the seventh catcher that they'll have used in this season, but, you know, that he's that, you know, that guy that they'll be able to pair with d'Arnaud when he does come back and kind of take pressure on him, because remember, he was out for a long time. He was getting a ton of mileage put on him, you know, before the injury. So I think this is a really smart move. It's just a depth move at this point. They still, that big move, that one that kind of puts them over the top, I think is, with as much as you can do that without Ron Acuña Jr. in your lineup, those are still the moves that need to be made, and we'll see if they can get there. Obviously, you know, last night you saw what this team really needs, and they need some bullpen help. But yeah, I think these are good moves to start, and I think the Peterson one in particular, I like it a lot because it has legs beyond the 21 season.
Yeah, but you know, Corey, that, so then let me ask you this. What are you willing to give up to get that big one? Because, see, that's the worry. How can you make Braves fans feel like, okay, yes, everything you said is true and they need to get that person, but what are we giving up? Can they just do it with draft picks?
No, I mean, if you want something of value, obviously you're going to have to give up something of value. You can't give up a guy who is underperforming and think that one of the other 29 GMs doesn't realize the guy's underperforming. You're obviously going to have to give up these pieces in the minor league system that you've been enamored with. And I'm not saying Christian Pache, you know, Drew Waters type, but, you know, look, you've got a ton of arms, and people have seen Kyle Muller in action. I mean, that's the kind of arm you may have to end up parting with if you want to get the kind of impact back that I think that this team really needs. So, I mean, look, you need a bat, you need a bullpen guy. I mean, you look at the Rangers, they've got Joey Gallo, they've got Ian Kennedy. I mean, that's something you could, you know, put a package together that would get you something like, I mean, that's, to me, is the level of move you have to make in order to really get back in this thing post Acuña.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Corey McCartney. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at Corey J. McCartney, at Corey J. McCartney. All right, bring us to the team now and some people who are getting healthy and rejoining the team. Tuki Toussaint is back, looking like he may get the start against San Diego. And woo, after seeing what San Diego did last night. What do we expect from Toussaint? I mean, we've seen him up. We've seen him get chances. We know when he's on, he can have great stuff. But can he come back and jump right in and really help this team?
They certainly hope so. I mean, he's been playing really well. I mean, you're looking at the past two rehab starts, and he's 2-0, 1.50 ERA. I mean, a 1.32 batting average against. He's got some electric stuff when he's on. It's just finding that consistency at the major league level. I mean, we've seen him, you know, come in and even relief appearances and be able to really log a lot of innings and be a piece that you hope that, you know, you could see a guy do it long term. He's just, at this point, it's not happened. I mean, that slider's ridiculous. So you hope that that's what you're going to get out of him, and they certainly need him to. I mean, it's pretty wild to think how many different players they've already used. He'll be the 50th player they've used already this season, and there's still 70 plus games left this year.
I was just trying to think of the things that, as we heard some of the news coming out of the commissioner's office this past week, I'm going to get your thoughts on it. And it just made me laugh because one of them that popped into my mind was 10-cent beer night and bat night. Do they still have bat night anywhere? I say that rhetorically because as the news came out that seventh inning doubleheaders are likely going to be dropped, the extra inning rules may be modified, some things that happened during the pandemic may be going away. I knew right from jump Rob Manfred was going to get rid of the seventh inning doubleheaders because he owes Baumgartner, he owes some no-hitters out there. And how do you do that? You guys made the – okay, we've had this argument, and everybody's got worked up into a lather about this. But my point for asking is, which ones are you cool with and which ones would you like to see stay?
I mean – I'm definitely good with the seventh inning doubleheaders being gone. I gotta say, I the guy starting on second next year is just kind of growing on me because I didn't think it would, but you know, I don't need to see a 15-16 inning game and then what it does to a team's bullpen. You know, for the I don't need to see it get to the point in that game where a position player comes out, you know, and is out there trying to throw gas and getting embarrassed. And I think I'm surprisingly okay with the guy starting on second. I did not think I was going to be.
Yeah. I'm okay with it, too, because it brings the element of speed back into baseball.
You end up
saving that roster spot for somebody for a pinch runner, which, you know, is a spot that went away. In years past, baseball teams used to keep a pinch runner. They let them all go, and it all became that setup man to the setup man to the setup man to the setup man to the closer. That's kind of what happened, you know.
But Sam, let me jump in real quick here. This is all being done because this is a collective bargaining year, right, Corey? This is all going to be talked about in the off season, and what may or may not happen with this pandemic at the end of this year is also unknown. So this is going to be an interesting upcoming off season, given where we are health wise in this country and with the changes he's trying to make.
Oh, without question. And certainly, you know, everything that we saw, you know, in the last couple of years, think about the designated hitter in the National League. I mean, the additional roster spot, everything is coming down to them sitting down, you know, going back and forth. And we know that in having an expanded postseason, remember Rob Manfred negotiated with ESPN to show a round of the postseason that didn't even exist yet before this year that the players didn't sign off on. So, I mean, there was a lot of bad blood, and I think he's going to do whatever he can to kind of ease that. But this is going to be nasty, and you know, it's obviously all coming down to the players trying to get service time years taken away, so guys become free agents earlier, and revenue share, and trying to get away from any thought of a salary cap. I mean, that's what this all boils down to. All the other stuff that we want to talk about. You know, whether there's going to be, you know, how many roster spots are there? You know, or is there a man on second? You know, what's all that is irrelevant to what really this is about. And it's about how much money are the players getting and how fast can they become free agents?
Wow. Back to money. That's the thing that kept us off the field for most of last year. And it's still out there lurking as we look forward to this baseball season and where things can go as far as benefits players are trying to get. We got Max Fried going to start for the Braves today. Think he's going to give us a good chance for a win today and get back in the win column, Corey?
I mean, you hope that the time off in the All-Star break here was what he needed because he's been so up and down. I mean, you look at some runs from him, and he's just been, you know, the Fried of old. But it's been a roller coaster ride of a year for him. But certainly, you know, you're two games away from 500 right now, and you know, obviously we know the Padres are looming for the Braves. So this is a big game for them. And we talked before about how key this first couple weeks are going to be, and you've got to get some good momentum going, and they definitely need Fried to get that going for them today against the Rays for sure.
Corey, listen, we got to tell you, you've been a real mensch as far as being a part of our show and providing your time. And we can't thank you enough for getting up and just like I said, being the contributor that you have been, and have it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, partner.
Thank you, guys. You guys are my morning coffee.
All right. Hey, listen, just be happy. I wasn't going to say nothing about that noise going on. Sounds like you're throwing like a you know, your kid's birthday party or something back there. You got flamingos behind you or something. Or you're doing it from
I'm at the beach.
Oh, Okay. All yeah. right. Well, listen, man, let me let you get back to it and get you your second cup of coffee, if you will.
There you go.
And thank you again. Corey McCartney joining Sam and Greg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.